Thank you.
Sir, what could you possibly be testing by provoking a duel with one of the Methuselah people?
A truth about me, Maddox thought, the words like a gleam of steel in his soul. Caius Nerva shoved his chief security officer, who had been whispering in his ear. The push caused the other to stumble away, and that was no mean feat. The officer was a 7-foot clone, specialized for size and strength. Turning, Caius Nerva pointed his viper stick at Maddox.
The only way you can back out with a shred of dignity is to declare yourself a cheater. Make your decision, sir. What will it be?
Step back, Sergeant, Maddox said.
I don't understand why you're doing this, Riker whispered. Both our lives are in jeopardy.
Maddox didn't plan on telling anyone his reason for doing this. He had a secret, something he had come to suspect about himself. Not even the chiefs of Starwatch Intelligence knew about it. If he were correct, his shame would be intense. This morning he would test himself against one of the Methuselah people. It would be difficult to find a more dangerous opponent for Viper Stick dueling.
You deliberately provoked him by cheating at cards, Riker whispered. You let him catch you, didn't you?
Maddox said nothing.
This is your last opportunity,
Caius Nerva shouted. His eyes were just as bloodshot as before, but he didn't look drunk anymore. Nerva acted like a pompous ass, which proved to be an excellent cover. In reality, the man was a ruthless killer. Maddox turned sideways, facing the air. Putting his left hand on his hip, the captain lifted the viper stick. As a fencer, right foot forward, he approached the other. Several watching women screamed. The sound was full of anticipation. Nerva gave an ugly laugh.
You've sealed your fate, sir. Whatever happens is now on your head.
Maddox felt heat rise in him. He stuffed it down with icy calm. Viper stick dueling was no place for wild charges. It called for speed, daring, and perfect timing. The sergeant was right. The brigadier had given him an assignment which he'd gladly accepted. The price for this little change in operational plans might give his enemies in the service a way to bring him down. Maddox gave another of his apparently uninterested shrugs. He would worry about the consequences later. Now he narrowed his focus to the present battle. Maybe Nerva took the shrug for a nervous tic. The man grinned with malice and his dark eyes held a predator's delight. The heir to the company fortune had killed before, always during a duel. The government frowned on the practice, and it forbade service personnel to take part. Still, duels had come back into fashion with the Lommer drive that allowed humanity to settle distant worlds. On many colony planets, law and order was hard to come by. Duels became a substitute. Perhaps as important, honor meant something again. Unfortunately, a person like Nerva exploited the concept to indulge a murderous passion. Maddox studied his opponent. In truth, he'd been gauging the man all night during the billiards games, the brandy-sipping, cigar-smoking, and the intense contests of five-card stud, blackjack, and all-tear shuffle. The two warily approached each other. According to custom, Nerva thrust his viper stick high and forward. Maddox did the same. The tips clacked together, causing a sizzling proton discharge. Maddox felt the vibration buzz in his handle. Both men crouched slightly and began to circle each other. The viper sticks were long, a little over 6 feet, and highly flexible. Some duelists used the whip-about. A defender might parry a slash, but the tip would whip across the opposing stick to thrash against a dueler's shoulder, numbing it, leaving him or her defenseless. Often such a tactic ended a duel, leaving the victim with a slowly deteriorating deltoid muscle. Many considered viper stick dueling to be the height of folly, preferring to keep to swords or force blades. Some viper stick conventions allowed the practitioners to wear helmets and padded armor. This time, at Nerva's insistence, they had stripped to the waist. As Caius Nerva circled, he showed his teeth and slashed with a speed that shocked all who witnessed it. Maddox had seen Nerva show the same grin all night, always signaling that the man was about to display something he considered spectacular. It barely gave the captain enough warning. He dropped his right arm so his viper stick avoided the other and shifted to the left. Nerva's tip swished past, missing by a bare inch.